Tuesday, April 14th, and Zach gets a first-hand look at what Scotty looks like during quarantine. What's he look like, Zach?
He looks like regular old bitch-ass Scotty. Nothing new.
Scotty, what's Zach look like?
You haven't seen him since the Super Bowl.
Zach, have you lost weight?
No, that's true. Yeah,
he looks okay.
Okay, well, is that the last time I've seen you? Was that the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Shit. The last time I was here was when the Ravens beat the Patriots on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, and I don't know what year that was because the Ravens beat the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. So I don't know what year you were at Scotty's for Monday Night Football.
Okay. Well, you know what's crazy is that you say you lost a lot of money that night, Scotty. I would kill for the chance to lose a lot of money on sports betting right now.
I remember that night when Scotty's like, the Patriots are underdogs. You take them, right? Like a quarter into the game.
I'm like, the Patriots straight up right now are plus 360. You take that, right?
That happens, right? I still argue that if Julian Edelman doesn't fumble that ball, the Patriots win.
They were on their way to a classic Tom Brady return. But still,
they drove down, scored a touchdown to make it like a 3-point game. Then they were driving again, and Edelman fumbled into a touchdown. That's the whole game.
Yep. It reminds me of that Texans game the Patriots lost. They almost came back in that one, too. Actually, they just came back to like let you win a championship.
Like, I had a bad gambling day that day, and then, like, I, like, didn't know how to react. I was like, oh, my God, something good might happen. And then I'm like, oh, my God, something good just happened. And I didn't know how to react, so I was like, oh, I'm also down 17 units, but I might make 3 units back if I win third place. Tough place to be in. All right. Yep. So, guys, first topic, Christian McCaffrey. He is signed. What's your gut reaction as the Panthers did the cardinal sin of paying a running back money? It's like this.
He deserves it.
He does, but it's just fucking up the market for the rest of the running backs.
I mean, he deserves it, and so does Le'Veon Bell. I don't care what anyone says. Everyone says Le'Veon Bell, that was such a stupid signing. But any running back that can also be a receiver, like both Bell and McCaffrey can be, and be a dual threat like that, they deserve all the money. That
Pittsburgh Le'Veon Bell deserves that money, but not the Jets. Like, you're saying he deserves the Jets contract.
I do, because I think the Jets contract because, I mean, they didn't really use him the best that they could have. It's not like I don't think he lost a step by any means. But I just had this argument. I would take Le'Veon Bell's contract on the Broncos in a heartbeat right now.
I wouldn't compare Le'Veon Bell to McCaffrey just because Bell also had torn ACLs in both knees and sat out a year, which might actually help him. But also, guys, whoever gets it closest, I'll Venmo you a dollar. Le'Veon Bell's longest run of the year.
17
this year.
Yards.
Go.
24.
Zach. Scotty wins. Whoa. 19.
I knew it was low.
Didn't have a 20-yard run.
That brings up an issue that ties into what we were just talking about a second ago. What do you think? How many yards do you think Gus Edwards rushed for last season?
Yeah, this is interesting.
So how many? So I'm going to put it in perspective. Lamar Jackson had 1,200, over 1,200, and Mark Ingram had 1,018. How many do you think Gus Edwards rushed for?
Well, side note, this was my biggest thing from the McCaffrey contract is how does this set the market up for Lamar Jackson when that running back gets to, you know, his contract extension.
Dude, the Titans are weeping. I think I put this in the group chat. Yeah. But like Derrick Henry does not deserve a McCaffrey money. Yeah, so he's going to ask for it.
Not a dual threat. Sorry. I forgot the original question.
Yeah. How many yards do you think Gus Edwards rushed for last season?
You said Lamar had 1,200, Ingram had
1,018.
I'd say Edwards was probably around 700.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck you. He had 711.
Ooh. Damn.
How many do you think Justice Hill rushed for?
About 3 bills, 4 bills.
Damn it. No. He had 200 something. He had like 200 something.
I thought Edwards was like going to be under 400. Because I
watched him twice against the Bengals in garbage time.
Well, they had
just cranking yards.
As a core, they had over 3,000 rushing yards last season.
Shelby, there's a development, by the way.
I had Lamar Jackson.
Go!
What?
Go!
So we're watching. We're watching a Twitch stream of the number two ranked Madden player in the world.
He showed us the leaderboard. He's number two.
Yeah, and
Is he losing?
He's the Ravens against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's been waxing this dude the whole game, but this guy is the Buccaneers just tied it up 14 apiece.
Lamar Jackson fumbled. And this dude on the Bucks picked it up and ran it all the way back for a tug.
Yeah, there's 3:57 left in the fourth. It's 14-14. And at the beginning, I bet Scotty $5 that this number two in the world guy would win. I took him -17 because he was up 14-0.
He was up 7-0.
Zach, you have so much to learn from betting.
And Shelby, not only that, he was up 7-0 with the ball, but here's the thing: he also showed us how many games he's won in a row. 26 games in a row.
Jesus! And oh my God! Okay, the Bucks are gonna win because that was the Buccaneers when they were the Yucks in the 70s. They lost 26 games in a row before they won.
Zach, getting nervous?
There's no way he's gonna score 18 points in the next 3 minutes. So yes. I already know I'm gonna lose unless this guy rage quits. In which case, we push.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if you need a Twitch account.
I do.
Speaking of Twitch, I am like, that's my new
picture.
thing.
Yeah, did you just now see that?
Yeah. Oh God.
That's funny. Twitch is my new thing.
No, I like Twitch.
I love it, and I want to do, and I want to get our podcast on there. I want to make that our pod challenge.
Yeah, but you should probably stop streaming Twitch here in a minute because it's probably going to cause our connection to crash. Because you're doing this, we're recording remotely,
Shelby,
and Jess is in the other room streaming. God knows what on Netflix.
Oh,
I am using my cell phone.
Just use data.
No, I'm talking about you.
And unlimited,
Scotty.
Oh.
Anyway, you need to stop.
Well, I need to see. I don't know. Well,
wait, it's fourth and inches.
Yeah, I got it.
Tell me when it snapped.
At the end of this game.
Tell me when it snaps. Quiet.
It went to 2 minute warning.
Okay. Now it just hit the 2 minute warning. All right.
Oh.
I feel like we're off topic.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's about back to on snap track here. Snap. Oh! Lamar Jackson.
Snap.
All right. Well, some things never change. Scotty spoiling stuff for me.
Well, you told me tell you when it snapped.
You kind of miss it, though. Wouldn't you rather have sports and Scotty spoil everything than not have sports at all?
Good question. No.
He said, no. Flat no, man.
That's fair.
All right, next. Trump runs Zach's pocket. So, Zach, you're rich. Tell us about it. New tax bracket.
I'm flush with cash.
Name one ignorant thing you're going to buy with it.
I don't know. I tried to buy a TV last night. Jenna put the... what do you say, the kibosh? What's that word I'm thinking of?
She put the kibosh on it.
What do you call it?
Kibosh.
Yeah. So that was a executive order.
Imagine being told what you can buy.
Exactly.
Could
right.
Be,
well,
could,
I mean,
literally, could
1200.
Be
oh, he picked him off.
Oh my God, the Bucks picked it under with 55 seconds left.
Oh my this God, is... guys, really? Can't like, wouldn't you just hold it there and be like, oh, I can't wait to hear Shelby's reaction?
Yeah,
I don't really care what your reaction.
I forgot
is.
That
back,
you were
so
watching
back to
honestly
me.
For a second.
So
credit to me. Back to me.
Enough about you.
My
back
wife tells me what I can buy and what I can't buy.
Yeah,
55
exactly.
Seconds.
Well, no,
yards
it's
ago
because
for James
I bought
Winston.
I bought that that. Ridiculously ostentatious BMW, so I don't get to buy anything
Humble
for like
brag.
6 years. I know, right? So for those of our listeners
my
that don't know, I
got a
2017 BMW 320i. It's the cheapest BMW you can get, so it's not that big a deal.
Wish I went there.
I bought a new Xbox headset the other night I disguised it as a Target run. I said, hey, babe, I'll go to Target. You don't even have to come with me. You can just stay here, and I'll go to Target and get whatever you want. And then I came back with a headset, and she was like, what the hell?
So you have to lie to your wife when you want to buy an Xbox headset?
Well, I didn't lie to her. I didn't lie to her. I got everything that she
put
on the list.
You have to disguise it?
I just didn't say. I just bought it. It's like this. You'll understand
this. My girlfriend
will
tell you, not telling
you.
You'll
understand this when you get married. It's better to ask for permission. Or better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah, if you're living in like 1937 Germany.
Sometimes it feels that way.
You make marriage sound great.
No, we're saving up for a house, so she's like, don't buy this, don't buy that. And
that
she doesn't
Xbox
make any money yet,
my...
so it's like, hey, why don't you
hey
kiss
guys,
my ass?
Should I take the $1,200 I get when it finally goes into my account
in
and
3 months?
And just put it right into Joe Biden's pockets and just... tag Trump in my tweet.
Manchester.
Thanks for the support with Biden tweet.
Do it.
Yeah. Just, what are you going to buy, Shelby?
You know,
when you get yours next week.
I thought of that. And it's like my recent purchase history was using an Amazon gift card to buy a book, a windbreaker, and socks. So wow. My $1,200, I have no idea. I'll probably like I'll think of stuff I could buy that's fun, and then I'll end up just giving it to my roommate being, here's the next 2 months. Nice. So sorry. Nice. Sorry I can't entertain you more with that answer, but just being
well,
100.
Speaking of gift cards, you guys know how like every Cheesecake Factory is closed and they were like, we can't pay our rent.
Yeah.
So
of course
we just had a
it was
going around the news like a week or two ago, but anyways, we just had a raffle at work and I won, and I got $50 of Cheesecake Factory gift cards. I'm like, this will be great when I can maybe use it in 6 months
for one outrageously enormous bowl of like chicken salad. $50.
Yeah. There's probably some fine print where you can't use gift cards on alcohol there. I'm going to be like, I'm just going to give this to a homeless person. This fucking sucks.
The unknown testament of the Bible is just the Cheesecake Factory menu. it's like 47 pages.
It is.
I guess.
Like it actually, I think, might be like 45.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's only half of a joke. So I guess the Ravens might win. They're already back in Justin Tucker range at midfield.
Yeah. Kind of.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Good talk.
Love it.
Anyway.
We'll see. Well, I don't want to spoil anything for you.
I appreciate that.
Because we're a play ahead.
Okay. Did he just throw it away?
I do, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else you'd want to buy, Zach?
Bitch. That I'd want to buy? Yeah, I was.
This is a hypothetical. Obviously, since, I know Stalin over there. You live with Joseph Stalin. That might not let you buy anything.
Yeah, she's Joseph Stalin, and I'm Leon fucking Trotsky.
Scotty, look those
deep
up.
Cut right there. Yeah, Scotty's not going to get that one. I feel like I've been exiled to South America.
I feel like I'm getting fucking...
Scotty is Switzerland right now.
Pushed around here. Maybe France. It's not any better.
Yeah, you would be France, fucking pussy. Yeah. You'd be Vichy. You'd be Vichy France. You wouldn't even be the France that fought back.
Vichy France?
Yeah. Okay. V-I-C-H-Y. Google it while we're talking about this.
History major.
I'm actually saving up for the new Xbox. I can't wait.
What's it called?
So excited. And then, I don't even... What do you know what it's called, Scotty?
No, but you know what they should call it off the top of my head? It's like Xbox Infinity. That sounds good.
Dunder Mifflin Infinity. Push the words together. PlayStation and the Xbox because I want the PlayStation simply because whenever we do get Last of Us 2, it's going to be the best game ever created, but they postponed that indefinitely.
Real quick.
Kind of weeping inside for that.
What are they going to do about Black Widow? By the way, Zach.
What?
Marvel guy. What are they doing about
Black
Widow?
Oh, they basically took every movie and pushed it to the next movie's release date.
Oh.
So like it comes out in November when Eternals was supposed to come out, and then Eternals comes out when Shang-Chi is supposed to come out, and so
real
on.
Real quick,
so
while we're talking about garbage. World War II, yeah. Or had been talking about it, real quick, have you guys ever played Risk? It's like my new favorite game.
Yes.
No. Oh,
it,
maybe.
It is
Isn't
so
it
much
so
fun.
Much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got like four
well,
hours,
you can
to
play
throw
it online
in a
against
game.
People, and it just like it takes
it's
even
like,
longer because people.
Well, yeah,
like,
that's true.
What is it?
It's like What's Dungeons it & Dragons for people who don't want the stigma of someone who plays Dungeons & Dragons.
That's me. That's
right up your alley.
Absolutely. I would bash someone for playing Dungeons & Dragons, and I look just as much of a nerd.
Like, I feel like I have
trying to attack Europe.
Yeah, shout out to our top listener, David. He does play D&D. I don't want to shame our top listener, but...
I haven't pulled the analytics lately, but I'm
top
not,
listener,
I'm not ready
my
to,
ass.
I'm
David, go find a locker. I'll be there in a few minutes.
I'm not ready to put David as top listener.
He is. He's the only one who consistently is like, where's the episode, man? Like, why haven't you uploaded
challenge
it
that.
Yet?
Big challenge to that. I have one. I have a source.
Big sources.
Who introduced me to the game Risk, BT Dubs?
Do you think David just like like refreshes the page and doesn't actually listen to our podcast, and he's just like,
he legitimately
just so he
could
text Zach and be like, he called, hey Zach, listen to it.
He could, no, he called me last Sunday. He was like, when is this? It was no, it was when we were doing the national championship of March Sadness. He called me on Sunday and he was like, yo, where's the March Sadness national championship episode? It's fucking
and Zach's
Sunday.
Like, so, I've only had it for 4 days. Chill.
Yeah, he gets on me more than you guys do about like, hey, where's the fucking episode? Oh, let's where are you in the stream there, Shelby?
They're running the putt back. Oh shit. Oh no.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are running the putt done. Back. It's done.
What a Michael
Crabtree lookalike.
That's Chris Moore, UC's own.
Michael Crabtree. Yeah. So the game was Brashad Perriman. Overtime, the number two player in the world.
Brashad Perriman. Pulls it out of his fucking ass.
Who was that returning the
because EA Sports because EA Sports was like, this is bad for the brand.
Who was it returning the punt, Zach?
Is that Chris Moore or is that?
Yeah, it's Chris Moore.
Is it?
Number 15.
Okay.
Yeah, UC zone Chris Moore.
Go Bearcats.
You said that like there was it was somebody else and you're trying to trap me and I was like,
I trapped
sure
him.
That that's
I just
Chris
did
Moore.
It. Shelby, I did it. It's not Chris Moore, you idiot. It's Marquise Brown. Number, and then I said number 15 just to give you a hint,
what?
Too. You're like, yeah, Chris Moore.
Yeah.
He's not on
okay.
the punt return team.
Marquise,
oh, you know?
Team. Well, he put it there. He put him in there.
Oh, okay. That's why I was like, what the fuck? Like, he's not on the kick return team.
You can change rosters on Madden.
That's true.
Did
you
know
can.
That?
You can.
All right, us
did
three.
The guy quit? So did the guy quit, or do I owe you $5?
Yes.
No, he didn't quit. You owe me $5.
Did he quit? Shelby,
he lost the game. What do you mean he did he quit?
Did he quit before the time ran out? Because
no.
The guy rage quit before the time ran out. I don't know Scotty's shit.
What are you talking about? That touchdown ended the game.
Yeah, he watched the replay to that touchdown, meaning the dude didn't quit. It
okay.
got to the end of the game so
okay.
he could pull up.
Okay.
Pull up highlight.
While we're
how,
arguing
how much
about
is a
this,
sixer, how much is a sixer of Bud Light Platinum? Is it worth more than $5?
Speaking like, of that, we have
you
a discussion. The yeah, we since we're arguing about Bud Light
Great
Platinum.
Segue.
Yeah, this debacle has resurfaced. This was before we had a podcast. This was when I Scotty was my plus one to Zach's wedding. And
you're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, love. But we had a hotel room. Scotty and I were in bed together. And there was no alcohol to be found anywhere.
Don't explain anything else. Scotty and I were in bed together.
I mean, we had
I think
to.
That kind of sounds.
We had to. I mean, yeah, that was bad. Sorry, but we it's like nothing was going on.
Yeah, no, we were eating Funyuns.
Am I saying
nothing.
This right, Scotty? Is that okay?
And you're watching John Mulaney stand
yeah.
up.
So Zach comes in.
No, we weren't actually yet.
Zach comes in, and like the only beer we could find around the wedding venue was near our hotel. We found, I think it was a Speedway. That
yeah.
We bought a sixer of Bud Light Platinum, and we
first
like
mistake.
Three each.
You only bought a sixer.
Yeah,
it's poor planning. It seems like poor planning. On
I
your
mean,
part.
I thought three beers for both of us would get us to where we were wanting to go. You know,
pussy shit.
Okay, and it turns out Zach comes into our room, drunk as a skunk, and
not me. I was not that drunk. Jenna, on the other hand, was fucking. Sloshed.
No, you came in first and we're there for like at least an hour.
Yeah, and we're like we're nice to Zach when he comes in the room. He's like, yeah, Zach, grab a beer, what have you.
Happy wedding.
Yeah, congratulations
yeah, you know,
again.
I just supplied them with free food and free and unlimited free alcohol.
Oh, you mean
the
bride's
story.
Parents did?
Oh,
no.
Hey, hat tip to Zach for doing what a groom should do. It's like, Jenna wanted me to wake up the next morning. It's like, Jenna, I just walked down the aisle. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I just, like, had a wedding with you. Like, why are you asking me for favors already? She's like, don't you dare buy anything. Okay. But Zach has one of our six beers, so we're already down a sixth of our supply. Chugs it like he does as a raging alcoholic. Goes and returns for an unwelcome second one, and Scott and I at this point are just like looking at each other like, you know, he just drank a third of our alcohol for the night. And Zach just does it like no one's like no care in the world, just helps himself. Zach's in the wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, the funny thing is that he gets up to grab the second one And Shelby, like, I reacted with the GIF, and Shelby's, like, legit reaction was that dude who, like, questions something as he blinks. You know that GIF? That was Shelby's exact reaction, like, oh? What's happening?
And then Zach, at this point, Jenna comes in our room. So Scotty and I are just, like, two middle-aged people reading the paper before bed. And, like, Jenna and Zach, two newlyweds, are just, like, confessing each other's love for each other at the end of our bed. And then we turn on John Mulaney's New in Town, I think, and Zach just can't even listen to it because Zach is doing it word for word on his wedding night. That's how Zach spent his wedding night, was just doing stand-up through John Mulaney's mouth.
I think at one point I was like, I looked at it was 5 a.m. I'm like, don't you guys like want to spend a night together?
Well, we had to be at the airport at like 7 in the morning.
I take you to airport.
Like, there's not really.
But anyway, that resurfaced, and it's always fun to reminisce about the time Zach drank 33% of the alcohol we had on his wedding night.
Yeah, and I don't
without
feel,
being asked.
Yeah, and I don't feel an ounce bit bad about it for the aforementioned privilege of being at my wedding and being fed free food and given free alcohol.
It was a fun wedding.
It was a good time.
But you're still an asshole.
Yeah. Well, no, because I'm
well,
entitled.
You know, agree against
I'm
agree.
Yeah. For someone who wants to vote for, you know, the democratic left and socialism, I'm entitled to, you know, one third of whatever
says
it is
the
that
guy
you have.
Says the guy who said I would vote for Trump instead of Biden.
Yeah.
Right before
I,
the podcast.
You know, I would go with the status quo over somebody who's got dementia. But this isn't a political podcast.
I hate everyone so much.
All right, last up, we are going to do top movies we watched and things we have eaten during quarantine. Full disclosure, we did a Mount Rushmore of worst things at a wedding, lost the track to it. We will come back to that on Thursday, and I promise you, it is gold.
Guys, we need to figure out a way to get a better fucking system.
See, us talking about this is the same as me getting a passport, is that I just say every week, I'm like, I really need to go get that passport. And every week we're like, we really need to find a different platform to record on. But like, nothing ever gets done.
It was like the 3 months that it took for me to record like the 10 seconds of intro music.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, there's podcasts that do remote work, right? So like, I wonder
if professional sound and tech engineers. I would imagine that has something
like
to do with it.
Like they fucking code. It can't be like they fucking code or anything. Let me there's a little like leeway to so you can get really good audio quality. Like, I don't know what they do, but like, I don't know. It's definitely not Skype, because Skype calls suck. I mean, if we were to do an interview, I would recommend Skype in some way, because I know there's a way to do it that makes it sound, you know, at least okay for a podcast, for a third-party interview. But, I mean, maybe Twitch, because maybe if we have Twitch and we do video.
What I'm going to say is this is the groundbreaking inside baseball content that all of our listeners want to hear.
I hate you so much.
Right. I know.
All right. Well,
but if we did Twitch, we'll at least have the fucking audio.
All right. People can watch it. I would love to do Twitch. We should definitely look into that.
All right. This does seem like an off-air conversation. Okay. Zach, cut that out. Okay. Top movie we watched during quarantine. You want me to start?
Nope.
Pause.
All right. Who wants to start?
Scotty's pause of the week. Scotty's bunk of the week. All right. Go ahead.
It's called Kiss the Girls, and it's really good. So Netflix has a wide variety of like early 2000s just bangers when it comes to like thrilling movies. And this one is Morgan Freeman. So basically the plot is that there is a guy in Durham, North Carolina on the Duke University campus. Get your jokes in now because this was before the lacrosse thing.
has he even heard of the lacrosse team?
A good one, Scotty. So there's just
shout out the Duke frat house.
You think Zion? You think Zion? He went there.
Fucking
keep going, Scotty. Do you want to try again to make a joke out of that?
We should do an impromptu NFL.com irrational reactions right now because Scotty's on a fucking roll.
Fucking, ESPN 30 for 30. That dude Christian Laettner. He went to Duke.
You remember? You remember when you
keep going?
Scotty stumbles into jokes all the time. Where
that
like
was awesome.
In his head, he's like, "Here it comes," and then he's like, "Oh shit!" Like halfway through, he's like,
"Oh shit, here it comes."
Yeah.
Just please move on.
So the movie, Morgan Freeman is a cop, and or he's a psychologist. I don't know what it is.
Psychiatrist?
Sure. Criminal psychiatrist?
Psychologist? Those are all the same thing.
Those are two lines of work.
He might be a criminal psychiatrist, but anyway, his niece is one of the girls that gets kidnapped at Duke. And basically this guy calls himself Casanova, is the guy kidnapping all these girls. And he's hiding them places, and some of them end up dead. And the way he kills them is just he ties them to a tree in the middle of the forest, and they get eaten alive. And so the whole movie is...
Thanks for the heart, the great heart-pleasing story, Shelby.
Heart-pleasing?
Well, the exact quote that he uses is that he leaves them alive. He leaves them to get eaten up by the critters. But the one scene, chicken critters from Texas Roadhouse. the one scene is that he like stabs a girl and basically she like bleeds out while she's tied to a tree and
so
then
not
like,
eaten up by critters then.
But then she gets eaten up by critters. I don't know.
Well, after she's dead, well, I wouldn't care.
He kills a select few, but basically he's like trying to have all of these girls he kidnapped like fall in love with him. And when they resist or they like, you know, they try to escape or something, he's like, well, you tried to escape. You don't love me, apparently. And then he kills him. So, yeah, the movie's about hunting him down. I won't give out any spoilers, but it's on Netflix and it was very freaking
good. So they're like, the movie Seven worked out well. How can we do this but not get sued for making it again?
Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, Scotty, all right. What was your movie?
On HBO last night, I watched Good Kids or Bad Kids.
Oh, the Seth Rogen movie, yeah. That he's not in but did something with
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Wrote it or something?
I think he wrote it or something. And it's not the best movie. It kind of sucks, but it's also kind of really? Good. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, but they're also like little kids, and it's like stupid. I mean, it's
like
stupid
raunchy
funny.
Little kids.
Yeah, like I just wanted to, you know,
it's
you
so
know
funny
that movie...
when 8-year-olds say the word fuck.
Oh my god, yeah. Actually, Scotty, that movie it is like it's whatever, but right. Like the first 15 minutes of that when they first are kids like cussing and stuff, I thought was so funny.
There was some. My favorite part was when so there's one point like at the end. I wish they would have kind of dug deeper into that scene, but. The girls that buy there's girls that buy Molly,
right.
The babysitters or the next door neighbors who have Molly. When they come back and they're on Molly, is the funniest fucking thing. I think.
Yeah,
of
it's
the
like
whole movie.
that movie with John Cena and Leslie Mann and Ike Barinholtz.
Oh, cock blockers.
Yeah. That movie was not very funny, but the scene...
I took a solemn vow to not watch any movies with John Cena.
You and I watched Cockblockers
together. That scene where Leslie Mann is in their hotel room while they're sleeping,
yeah,
while her daughter's sleeping with the guy, she gets electrocuted by the back of the TV. That's the only funny part of that movie, but
this is my time.
Funny.
This is my movie.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Scotty, the intro to that... The funniest part to me was in the beginning when I like the kid Lucas. The head kid. And
oh,
he's
oh,
sitting at the table
oh.
right before his parents are about to announce they're getting divorced. He's like, spaghetti and grape soda for dinner? Don't tell my parents. I thought that was hilarious.
So I have two favorite parts of the movie. One was when obviously the girls were on Molly and they were like talking about, she's like, I could fuck with a grilled cheese right now. And then the other kid was just like, yeah, I can sing. And they're like, oh my god, please sing for us right now. And then the Lucas kid was like, so no grilled cheese. Like they had already clearly moved on from the subject. But also, it's just the fact that, you know, the bullies in that whole movie say these insults to these kids that are like so like weak. They're like, sippy cup. But then like the beanbag boys insults are always just like low-key so fucking funny.
They're so...
They'll be like, sippy cup.
God,
he's like, whatever, dude. He's like, whatever, dude. Your dad's the one who has two DUIs and has to take the train at work to work. That's the he's like, that's the insult.
Dude. It's the kid that can sing is like, he's afraid to drink beer and he's like low-key the funniest dude with insults back.
Alright, go ahead there, Shelby.
I'm starting with Scotty where he was getting his line from the movie.
Alright.
I don't have it.
Because it took him 10 hours to find it. On the video,
and you told me I haven't until... I've literally signed in and ready to fucking... I know exactly where the fucking line is, and you told me if we don't start...
Well, what have you been doing for the past 12 minutes?
Figuring out how to sign in. I figured out how to sign in, and now you told me... You gave me a fucking time limit. God damn it.
What do you want from me?
All right, Zach, go into the movie you watched.
All right, so the movie that... Oh, my God, that's so loud. Can you stop? Pause that real quick. We'll circle back, Scotty. We will circle back.
Oh, yeah.
Plagiarized your cookbook.
That's it. Oh, it's not even that funny. Okay.
Nope, that's not funny. That was wildly underwhelming.
That's what we were waiting on. Jeez.
So he starts calling him Sippy... Oh, and the other one, he starts calling him fucking Sippy Cup at the end of the movie again. Like the bully dude with the slick back hair, the same dude who has two DUIs, and he's just like calling him Sippy Cup as the dude like runs away. And then I guess like the main character says like, "Shut up, Marcus. Everyone knows that your mom plagiarized your cookbook."
That's good.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, that's mine.
Kind of worth the wait, I guess. All right, so I watched Terminator Dark Fate, the most recent Terminator movie. Have either of you guys seen it yet?
No.
You, Scotty?
No, I never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
What's it called?
Terminator Dark Fate.
No, never heard of it.
Most recent Terminator
movie.
I don't
watch Terminator movies. I don't even think I've seen one Terminator movie.
So Scotty's a simp.
Same.
It's my fucking Godfather.
And we will proceed.
Regimen. Fucking watch it.
So,
did not watch The Godfather.
I didn't either.
It insists upon itself.
It insists upon itself, Sloves.
Fine actor. I did not like The Godfather.
Fine actor. Did not like the movie.
They're about to die.
So, yeah.
How could you say you not liked it if you've never even given it a chance? I agree with Stewie. It's not really fair. Zach, you are alive.
You are alive. So yeah,
care less.
Yep. All right. So all right, let's just move on to Shelby's movie then. All right.
No, stop.
All right. Terminator Dark Fate. So it's like,
that's rude. Shelby gave his movie already.
There hasn't been a good Terminator movie since like when the second one came out in the 90s. The third one in 2003 was garbage.
My thoughts exactly.
the one in 2003, garbage. The one with Christian Bale, garbage. One with Emilia Clarke, garbage.
They
so
made that fucking many.
Whiff. Yeah, it's like just whiff after whiff. And so James Cameron got fed up and he was like, all right, we're gonna make a good one again.
That's
so
a good impression, actually.
Make Terminator good like again. He was there in his submarine. He was like, let me take a break from these four Avatar movies that are never gonna get released, and I'm gonna write a good Terminator movie. And this one was actually not that bad. It followed the same tropes of a Terminator movie, where it was like, all right, the Terminator's after this girl. They have a fight scene, and then they run or they get away. And then there's like four. They like does that like four times. It's like, yeah, this is the kind of Terminator that was great from the first two movies. It's like you have like the Terminator comes and they barely get away, and then they do that four times over.
Zach,
it's like,
you're
it's
talking
refreshing.
About the Terminator, and mm-hmm. all I see with your haircut is just Wolverine right now.
Oh, is my hair all messed up?
No, you got the flow.
I
where
can't,
it's to the off to the sides
I, yeah,
and up.
I can't.
It looks
well,
like
can't
the Wolverine.
I legally can't get my hair cut.
Well, just ask your wife to.
Well, then I'm gonna have to
YouTube.
Shave it all off, and I can't do that. I've been growing it out for so long.
Why can't you just?
All right, things we've ate during the quarantine we like the most. I'll start Easter ham, and then leftover ham the next day with eggs for breakfast. Next.
Eating the things we eat during quarantine.
Yeah.
Hot
you know
fries.
The segment we talked about.
Did you do? Okay, yeah. Did you do your? Oh yeah, you did the boring Morgan Freeman movie. Got it.
It's anything but boring.
Okay, so you guys shit on my movie. It's not rude, but when I talk about his
Terminator and Tomb Raider, what's the difference?
7.0 movie, and where neither of us have seen it.
Is Tomb Raider and Terminator the same thing?
Good God,
you are ignorant, and I think you know that.
Hot fries. Me and my girlfriend went to the grocery last night and bought four bags of hot fries.
We get it. You're dating.
And then the year before.
I can't wait for us to lose this recording.
That's why that's why I told you to turn Siri off.
Oh yeah, we just alerted the woman. Yes.
Well, I told him. I tried to warn him earlier, and he didn't listen.
My girlfriend and I bought four bags of hot fries. I mean, they're 99 cents each at Kroger, and then we bought five the night before. So I think we've eaten a total of like 9 hot fries.
Have you guys had diarrhea 9 nights straight?
I mean, it hasn't been 9 straight days. I mean, there's been at least a couple of weeks of breaks.
But it's been in there, though, from the hot fries.
Wait, Zach, what have you ate?
What have you eaten?
I know that list isn't long.
Well, from the guy who has diarrhea daily, let's go into my dieting habits. What are you looking at? What is this?
Fight me.
So, Shelby, should Zach order us all a DoorDash?
Fucking yeah, bro.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, fucking yeah, bro.
My girlfriend's cooking meat.
Yeah, because he only drove all the way there.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I mean,
well,
my girlfriend
such a gracious host.
My girlfriend was already cooking meat.
We get it. You date. Let's move on. Jesus. Always bragging about his freaking girlfriend.
Zach, are you married?
Scotty, whenever he has us over, he's like SpongeBob opening up the magic wand, Old Reliable, and it's just like the wand says tacos on it.
I don't know why that's so weird.
What we had here for Sunday Night Football was tacos. It was good. It was good. All right. So what I've been eating is I've been making Kroger's Private Selection frozen burgers. What? You asked me what I've been eating, and then you sigh?
I'm kidding.
Shelby, what'd you eat again?
Yeah, Shelby's been eating fucking
Easter ham.
Yeah, that was a really boring segment. You didn't go in depth at all and just said. All
right.
Yeah, because I said the leftover ham with eggs for breakfast the next day. Short, simple, to the
point.
Okay,
Dr. Seuss, you're fucking green eggs and ham. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I bet you fucking go
running
around. All right,
Zach, you're probably eating enough. You're going to look like the house Scotty's going to buy.
He's going to rent. Put some respect on his name. All right.
Oh, well, some of our parents don't own our houses, so we have to rent.
Kroger Private Selection burger, and then also fry an egg, and then also throw some bacon on that bitch, and then you fucking fry the bun. So I will die at age 49. Just gonna call it right now.
Zach, that's the 72 Dolphins of meals. Undefeated. Alright, did you guys do your homework?
We did.
Of course I did.
Okay, good. So,
first, watched it after Good Boys last night. I think I got the movie wrong.
Gut reaction, what was your guys' initial thoughts of the Joel McHale led desperation cash in on the Tiger King popularity bonus episode?
Hey, can I say something?
Yeah.
Joel McHale sucks fucking dick.
So that was my favorite part of this was just like, it was like, oh, serious question. It was like, a tiger got your arm. I'd say that's kind of like add in a leg, an arm and a leg. That's what I owe in taxes this year. And then an awkward
like,
laugh.
Yeah, like no one laughed at any of his jokes.
I live in Studio City, California. You live in Oklahoma. Suck my ass.
Joe McHale got more pity laughs in an interview than I've ever fucking seen, and I thought that was so fucking funny.
It was so funny. And I only have two lions wake me up every morning here in Studio City, California. And the guy was like,
the two cats. He's like, like he actually believed he has two cats.
Literally the only funny thing he said when he was like, was at the beginning when he was introducing it. He was like, Netflix sent me an iPhone and they said good luck.
and at the end where he's like, the next time a documentary gets super popular during a pandemic.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It was anything riveting that was said during, like, no one said anything that was like earth shattering.
Well, the only thing that I found interesting was like everyone was like, fuck Joe. Fuck him. Like,
except
I thought somebody was going to be like, yeah, but I mean, like,
the guy that
okay.
lost his arm did.
No, but here's the thing. I agree with Zach. That was going to be my biggest takeaway, too, actually. The fact that just like it was more than meets the eye. It sounds like the podcast, I think I'm on Jeff's side now, is that it just kind of sensationalized like the drama.
I'm definitely not on Jeff's side simply because of his. He was like, I have 80 affliction shirts and like 40 leather jackets.
That's
leather
true. Jackets. That's a good
yeah, and they showed a picture of the maid, and I was like, fuck this guy.
But if you're versing him versus Joe, I think I would take Jeff. I think that like everyone, the consensus is that Joe fucking sucks.
Yeah, definitely Joe, preferable like a douchebag who wears douchey clothing and might be going into some kind of tax fraud stuff, or a guy that fucking shoots tigers in the skull.
Yeah, if you
Henry did not let us know that people hated Joe like that.
If you remember the first couple episodes we did a review, I said I was on Joe's side, and then I heard like everyone bashing him, and then I heard the horse story of the girl that dropped her horse off, and I was like, oh damn.
That's a nail on the coffin. Stick a fucking fork in him.
Yeah, that was it. He's fucking pasta. I literally thought this was a desperation, like, cash in on the popularity, because you know people were going to watch it, and it was 100. Just, like, nothing riveting, nothing new came out of it, except, like, I'm just kind of saving it. I want to Twitter search Joel McHale and just kind of see the funny comments
roasted himself, and he was like, I haven't been famous since 2009.
So he did some self-deprecating stuff, but I feel like Twitter would still be roasting him for, like, how just, like, poor this whole like bonus episode was. Just like the serious questions he'd ask and then like parlay that into a joke that like no one laughs at was like
right
fantastic.
The other thing that I have to bring up that I thought was awesome is like Netflix is doing some fantastic charity work and making sure that rednecks in Oklahoma are getting AirPods. Because none of them knew what AirPods were until this was a thing, and I just feel so bad for whoever the Netflix tech person was that had to explain how fucking AirPods work with trying to set up.
That setup
feel so bad for them.
That setup would have had to take 15-20 minutes.
Well, you could tell when they get to the last interview with the guy who was trying to do that documentary is
in
like
Norway.
Fuck it. We're just gonna give him wired headphones and have him just put it in upside down and have the cable go up into his hat.
You could tell that he had no idea how the AirPods worked because he also held up a newspaper in the same realm. So, you know, he's, like, got his generations twisted.
Good for him.
And also, I was surprised a lot of these guys are humble because no one said, like, really unrealistic things of the actors who would play them. I thought someone would be like, oh, I think Zac Efron would play me. And a lot of them were just, like, pretty realistic.
I know, right?
They didn't, like, you know.
The Matthew McConaughey in the Zoo Manager was, like, fucking dead.
It's so dead on. It's
are
so
you kidding
dead
me?
On.
What did Joel McHale say he should be? It was something stupid. It was something worse. Or they said he said that Matthew McConaughey should play Joe Exotic, which is like totally stupid.
No, I think that was awful.
Bad decision.
Yeah. The guy that with the prosthetic legs should be Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're on
the same
page. The
only one I thought was spot on was Billy Bob Thornton for that last guy.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely plays
absolutely.
A Southerner.
That's what I said. I was like, you know, these people were really like they were humble about who should play them in a movie.
Alan in the bathtub was unanswered.
It was kind of answered. Their answer was that they didn't know why. Like no one knew.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like what the fuck? Why is this guy in the bathtub?
We need a director cut.
I like how Jeff Lowe said he's the most sweet like hitman you'll ever meet.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, he's definitely a hitman.
Yeah, he's.
I like how Jeff was like.
Are you still denying that he set up?
They're the ones that took Joe down, even though he denies that he set him up.
Yeah, he'll hold the door open for you, but he'll also shoot you in the head for $5,000. I also thought he only asked Jeff Lowe's is it wife or girlfriend, not the nanny, but he only asked her if they thought Carol killed her husband. Because I thought that was the biggest question that came out of the whole documentary, was everyone was thinking that, and they only asked it to one person. So I thought that was kind of a, you know.
They just don't want to get sued.
Yeah, that's true. Because you know Carol Baskin's simp husband.
She'll sue anybody.
Yeah, that's one thing we never talked about on the podcast was those wedding pictures.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of left it at that guy's a total, like, legend of the simp game.
Yep.
But...
He's gone past simp straight to cuck.
Yeah. I just like how, I like how like you know, the biggest real one of the whole series is Jeff's wife, even though she is like you know honey.
No, the
reevaluate, but like
the guy who got her hit. What's his name? With the arm taken off.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
That's a real one.
Zaff.
Zach is right. That's a real one because like.
By the way, they were
still on Joe's side.
They were misgendering him the entire
show.
And he didn't
I was
care.
Too, but it was I know. That's even more so that he's a real one. Not that
and,
just the fact that he's just like whatever, like fuck.
But
whatever.
Back to Scotty's point, he was the only one that was like, I still think Joe does some good. You know, everyone else was like, he should die in prison. And he's
well, really
like,
the first
no.
dude was just like, fuck him, good he'll die in there, good riddance. And I was like,
right.
Damn, fuck.
Bro.
Did not think we were gonna start like that.
The guy with the drinking problem? Yes. Really? Oh, okay.
I thought he was like on some serious drugs at the end of the series.
My honorable mention.
I've never touched meth in my life. I was like, look at your teeth. I don't believe you.
My honorable mention favorite part was the campaign manager guy. He's like, you said fuck the feds. He's like, yeah, fuck the feds. Then he's like, why do you want to say fuck the feds? And he's like, well, I don't want to get myself in trouble, so I'm not going to really extend on that. You just said fuck the feds six times.
My favorite part of the whole of that was like, just how it relates to the series too. He's just like, I don't like the feds. I won't work the feds. I won't work for the feds. I won't work with the feds. I'm a liberal, so technically, fuck the feds. So that was like his shining moment of the entire series.
And I wish they would have expanded on. Jeff Lowe did expand on the wild card at the end on the jet ski, where he's like, yeah, that guy got in trouble. It wasn't for some lemur charge. Like, it was a lot more than just this undocumented lemur I picked up that caught me on. All right. Is that our show?
Yeah. I guess that's our show.
All right. We'll see you Thursday.
This has been fantastic.
Maybe I can't wait for my two lions to wake me up tomorrow.